when I got there, the first thought that came into my mind, like, oh my gosh, hide your kids, hide your wife, I'm going to jail. Like, I was so completely scared. But as I get into the gist of things, like, I felt like the vibe. Like, there was a certain aura, like, I'm here, we're all loving people. When every time when I turn around, there was somebody giving somebody, like, a long, long hug. Like, I actually sit there for, like, 5 minutes and watching somebody smile and giving another protester a hug. I was like, whoa, that's stinking amazing to, like, you probably don't even know the person, but just being there, like, I wanted to hug a stranger, but nobody didn't give me a hug, which pretty much sucked. What I can take from there is a sense of independence. I mean, a sense of fighting for a voice. Fighting for the right, you know, going against the man, got my fist up, and, you know, getting into capitalism and getting into our politics and being a part of something, because this is our future. You know, if we as a whole, we as an America, me as an African-American, put my dues to society and fight for, like, a proper voice, then we don't have to protest. You know what I mean? That's what that came in my mind. That what I brought home, like, if we take care of stuff before the bad stuff happens, then we don't even need to take a protest. And I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm a fighter for democracy. You know, I should get a tattoo on my forehead that says democracy person right here, or hi, my name is democracy, or something like that. You know what I mean?